How we met. I hunted you, and you caught me. Is that enough? No. You are demanding, mate. Very well. It was a night outside the city. This was then my claim. Man calls it a park, as if he knew how to make it his. I walk softly and scented for prey. I hunt those who should die, not the infirm, nor children, nor women. The stag, the man who kills man, the monster. Yes, monsters. It is an apt term. I am one. Do my claws not rend? Are my teeth not sharp? You know they are, because you feel them on your soft skin. There are others. They do not hunt as I do. They are oily charm and hidden fangs. They smell of dead blood. They use tricks of mind and eye. We do not coexist. They were out that night as well. When I saw you, I was transfixed, lost. You moved with purpose. You were barely clothed in tight fabric. You ran to keep your vigor and form. I could not look away from your form. I caught your scent, and I felt fear. Yes, fear. I was drawn so powerfully to it, I almost pounced upon you in the moment. I felt myself lose control. Would I kill an innocent like a mad dog? I regained my senses and saw that another hunter was close to you. Slouching, he waited on a bench, not unlike a trapdoor spider. As you got close, he willed you to stop, to join him, that he might slate his thirst and other desires upon you. You slowed, but did not stop. You ran and ignored him. How I laughed at his impotence. He stood up, shocked, as you left. That was when I gave chase. I knew now what I wanted from you. To win you, I had to prove myself to you. My worth, strength, virility. I was confident in these things. But I worried, as youth does, if they would be enough for one such as you. I kept up with you, off the path. You ran in the light, I the dark. It was this way for a time, but then you stopped. You looked around you. I saw fear in your eyes, but it did not master you. You sensed me. In the dark. You could not see with your weak eyes, but you knew a hunter was there. This impressed me. You started again, this time faster. You had something in your hand now. A weapon. For the first time in my life, I felt need, like a knife in my gut. I grew closer. This time I ran across the path. My claws clicked like steel on steel. You heard and sprinted to get to your vehicle, to what you thought of as safety. It happened quickly. I wondered at how to catch you, how to convince you of my intent. While I pondered like a fool, he was on you. He had caught up from where you had left him. I forgot in my foolishness that they can be fast, very fast. He was done with tricks and simply took you to the ground. I watched to see what you would do. You sprayed his eyes with venom from your weapon. Mace, I believed. He recoiled, shocked, but he recovered quickly. You had simply enraged him. He took the canister from you like a toy from a child. He put his hands on your neck. He would kill you and drink at his leisure. I was enraged. As he ambushed you, I did to him. I hit him like an avalanche. He fell away from you as you gasped for air. You watched. This was fortunate. I thanked my genius loci. Why? So I could prove myself to you, of course. You ask silly questions, mate. I seized his head in my jaws and shook him once, twice. I threw his form to the ground and buried my teeth in his chest. I tore his heart out and ate it in front of you. I do not share mates. You were impressed. Perhaps a little afraid. As I approached, you stood up and took a stance, ready to fight or flee. This wasn't what I wanted, but it was deeply arousing. To allay your fears, I changed to the half-man, half-wolf form, so I would walk on two legs like you. And so you could see my manhood. I was unbearably hard, and you stared like a bitch in heat. I did not move. You looked at me again. I saw that you saw now. Not a killer, not even a savior, but a worthy mate. A strong, virile one who would leave you panting and sated, who would protect you and dominate you and fill you with seed as you needed. You knew you could leave, get in your vehicle, drive home, return to men. I would not kill you. If you stayed, I would have you. It was that simple. You stayed. You stayed. Your scent was still fearful, but desire overwhelmed it. I let you remove your clothes. Every instinct told me to tear them from you. I resisted. This was the right way for you. When you were done, you lay on the grass on your back. You parted your legs shyly. You held your arms out to me, to beckon me to submit. I was upon you. I nipped at your neck and I roughly grasped your hair. I was not gentle. I will not lie, I tried to be, but the need was overwhelming. You gasped at my rough handling. Your eyes held terror, they held lust, they held me. I held you on the side of your hip and thrust into you. You cried out, cursing me. Your legs clutched mine as if you needed my cock to live. Your hands fought me. They held me. I thrust again and again. Your tears came. You buried your head in my chest. I heard you plead. I did not know if it was to stop or for more. It did not matter. I could no sooner stop loving you than command my blood to call. I turned on my back, holding you on both sides of your hips. I raised and lowered you easily again and again. I know that I might have bruised you. I know that my claws bit into your sides. This was rougher than I've ever been before or since. I might have killed you. But you looked at me. Even in the violent pleasure and pain, I felt something in your gaze. I did not know it. I still do not understand it. Now I know it was love. The mate who submits and love conquers, the mate that takes. You sometimes pretend otherwise, but you are more clever than I. And I know that you will yourself to withstand, to suffer, to enjoy. I felt your cunt grip me. I heard you cry out again and again. I understood that I pleased you. I filled you. I gave you what you'd been missing. In all your days you had sought it. The one who could love you and hurt you and master you. As you recognized me before I truly knew you, you gave. You gave so much it almost makes me weep. You pushed off me, slipping from my grip. I felt rage and frustration. But you only did so to get on all fours. To arch your back like you do when your need is greatest. To look over your shoulder with burning eyes. If I was rough before, I was savage now. I held you so tight. I saw your flanks bleed. I entered you so roughly you could not breathe. You endured it. You said something I will not repeat aloud. It is sacred to me. I came. I filled you. I howled dominance and love. I collapsed. I never had been so mad with lust nor so sated by any coupling. You were the same. You allowed me to take you in your arms and lick your wounds. I helped you with your clothes. I carried you to your car. I changed forms so I could help you in and use your phone. And I stayed with you until the lights of the ambulance arrived. I left you, but I did not wish to. I visited you at the hospital. We spoke softly and held each other. I learned your name. When it was time, I drove you home. These are not the moments which scores sing of, but I cherish them. There can be nothing greater than learning the ways of your mate. We had disagreements. We pact bonded. We claimed our territory. All are their own stories for another night. come. I have been patient, but my need cuts like a knife. You know I will be gentle this night, in man form. I will not harm you or our unborn. You pretend at coyness, but I can smell your want as well. I will leave you panting and sated.